Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Now, both of you took on the Surf Coast Trek last time, being this year. Maybe first, Ali, how did you find the experience walking 40Ks?
It's a long way, but it's amazing. The scenery is incredible. I mean, it was there's such camaraderie between the people that do it. Mm. Would recommend it to everyone. I loved it. One of the best things I've ever done.
So actually, what was it that wanted you to get involved? Like, why Flick?
I wanted to get involved because... Stampsy wanted me to.
No. Me too.
I am an outdoor lover. I'm a trail runner. I'm exercise a lot. Mm. But to be honest, I've never done anything that just involved walking. And the fact that I could chat along the way was definitely a bonus.
just meeting
lots of people along the way too. Although Stampsy and I did it together, the amazing stories you hear about why people are doing it. I think we finished last one with this lady that we'd spoken to for the last 10 kilometres. It was really amazing, and it's very achievable for a lot more of the average population being a walk, being a trek.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But being a trail runner, Flick, how hard was it not to take off, because it was like you're at the starting line of a 100-metre sprint halfway through?
She finished it in record time.
To be honest, it was hard not to run, but I think knowing why you're doing it, that was something that reminded me why I'm not running. You know, it wasn't a race. Yeah. I was looking at my time and I was trying to do it fast, but
you didn't even want to stop at the last pit stop.
No, I know. I think we bypassed straight past that, didn't we? I was like, come on, let's go.
I was just really grateful you needed a pee. Ali, what would you tell your first year self now that you've done the experience? You've been through it one time, heading into your second time. Looking back now, what would you tell your first time self?
You know what? It's probably the biggest physical challenge I've ever undertaken, and I don't think I took it in. So I'd suggest to people to stop and really take in the surroundings and what they're doing, because it's an amazing experience.
You must see some amazing things as well on the way.
Yeah, but we didn't really stop to take photos. It was all about the end game.
I need to finish. I need to make it.
Of course, you two have been asked to be champions this year, which is a huge honour.
It is.
How have you been able to share that amongst your community? Because it is such a community event. It gives back to the community. Mm. It's obviously a real honour to be asked.
I was pretty honoured when I got the call up for that. And obviously being a personal trainer and being in that environment anyway, where I'm with lots of people and people that like to train, it's something that I've really tried to get as many clients on board as I can. And I've also said to them, if you can't get on board, then the donation is what counts as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, I work with a lot of people that are looking for ways to gently challenge themselves. Mm. So I think it's been nice to sort of spread the word between the sweat working community, because this isn't something that a lot of these women would normally do. Mm. And if I can do it, anybody can. So that's been really nice. So, I mean, it's not a hard sell, but there's a big gap between telling somebody to do something and them getting on board. So not like me, Stamps, last year we talked about it and the next day I was signed up.
We're back and doing it all again. You can sign up, as we said, only just over 100 spots left. Then that's it, because there is a cap on this. There is only a certain amount of people we're allowed on that trail between Aries Inlet to Torquay. So if you want to sign up, surfcoasttrek.com.au. Flick and Ali, all the very best in training and preparations.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on the trail.
See you there.
See you.